delivered the goods for the neocons, certainly both of those gentlemen. Why is Russia such a focus of our foreign policy right now? Why is it almost the exclusive domain of debate? What's it about Russia?
Because they carried out a cyber attack on our election, because they've been carrying out aggression against Ukraine and threatening our NATO allies in Europe, undermining our Western European allies, and have engaged in, I think, also war crimes in Syria. So it's a fairly assertive, aggressive Russia under Vladimir Putin.
Well, Trump clearly sides with Tillerson and against you. He thinks there's a hope for some kind of alliance with Putin. What do you think?
An alliance, I think, would be overstating it. What Mr. Tillerson said today, and I would agree with this point, was that Russia's our adversary. But there are certain areas where we could be partners. Nuclear nonproliferation, fighting against terrorism, working to improve some of our relations with the rest of the world. I think we're going to face a very difficult menu for President-elect Trump. He's got problems from North Korea to the South China Sea, from global warming to the real challenges containing Iran. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of bandwidth for them to focus.
Well, last question. We were able to get along with Stalin in World War II. He basically carried the load of the war on the Eastern Front in fighting the Nazis. We were able to get along with Khrushchev on the limited test ban treaty with nuclear weapon testing with Kennedy. We were able to get along with Brezhnev in terms of SALT and the rest of it. Shouldn't we always be trying to get along with the Russians?
It is possible. Of course, Chris, it is possible that we could reach some agreements that would make our world more safe and would reduce conflict. But that cannot include turning a blind eye to their annexation of Crimea or their crimes in Syria.
Okay, thank you so much. Chris Coons on the Foreign Relations Committee.